Hello, my name is Cameron Jeffries, and welcome to the Deliberative Theologian Podcast. Currently, I'm using this podcast as a way to supplement my blog posts on Medium.com. One day, I may use this platform to distribute original content not found on my blog, but for now, I thought it could be cool to provide a way for people to not only read my blog, but to hear it as well. Thank you for listening. Overthrow the status quo. How unchecked tradition keeps us stuck in embedded theology. Published on June 26, 2019. Quote, those who feel guilty contemplating betraying the tradition they love by acknowledging their disapproval of elements within it should reflect on the fact that the very tradition to which they are so loyal is in fact the evolved product of many adjustments firmly but delicately made by earlier lovers of the same tradition, end quote, by Daniel C. Dennett. Creeds, sacraments, attire, biblical interpretation, beliefs about controversial topics, all of these things have something in common: tradition. We've already been introduced to the Wesleyan quadrilateral, how it is used to guide us out of embedded theology, and discuss the first lens through which we view life and faith, Scripture. So now it's time to explore the second lens, tradition. For the purpose of clarity, when I use the word tradition, I'm referring to traditions of faith. In other words, the actions, practices, and beliefs passed down from generation to generation. Just as we asked whose interpretation we were talking about when analyzing the lens of Scripture, we must also ask whose tradition we are talking about when analyzing this current lens. To see this necessity, one only needs to acknowledge the multitude of denominations within Protestantism, not to mention Roman Catholic traditions of faith, Eastern Orthodox traditions, etc. In my evangelical days, I was encouraged to view my tradition in isolation from the other ways in which people practice their faith. It's easy to put the blinders on and assume that your tradition is the only correct one. I think it's crucial to acknowledge that one's faith tradition isn't the only valid tradition. But it can only happen when people allow themselves to examine life and faith away from the isolation that evangelicalism requires. Part of being a deliberative theologian is listening to others and their experiences, rather than arrogantly assuming one's own upbringing as the one correct way to connect with God. Originally, the purpose of examining tradition within the Wesleyan quadrilateral was to make sure that no beliefs resulting from deliberative theology would go too far beyond the bounds of tradition. But I want to break past that barrier, especially when tradition perpetuates and upholds a harmful status quo. Those traditions need to be overthrown. Tradition isn't inherently bad, but sometimes it gets things wrong. Just look at some old and current traditions of Protestantism in America. Many traditional Protestant readings of Scripture were once interpreted in a way that perpetuated slavery and other inhumane practices. Obviously, that is where tradition got it very wrong. Other traditions objectify women and justify the oppression of the LGBTQIA+ community. The list goes on and on. Church tradition can't be the sole arbiter for what is or isn't truth. The recent past isn't the only time tradition got it wrong. Very early church tradition called for the prohibition of uncircumcised Gentiles from entering into the family of God. The author of Colossians didn't let tradition have a free pass to oppress others, so he responded, quote, here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Colossians 3:11. This tradition of mandatory circumcision for religious purposes, unchecked, would have prevented many people from inclusion, acceptance, and love in these early communities of faith. Unchecked tradition can keep us stuck in embedded theology, lead to the perpetuation of harmful narratives, and leave us upholding a harmful status quo. Jesus, however, rarely supported the status quo. Jesus' way flips common behaviors and beliefs around. Left is right, in is out, up is down. Jesus says, blessed are the poor, when culture adores the rich. Jesus says, love your neighbor, when our instinct is to fear or hate. Jesus emphasizes grace and mercy, when our culture praises ruthlessness. Just because something is tradition doesn't automatically make it right. Now, I understand that tradition can be good and helpful at times, so I'm not attacking the essence of tradition, but I am calling us to be aware that tradition is built by humans, humans that don't always make the best judgment calls. The beliefs and practices of a large group of people don't equal truth or morality. In How to Think Theologically, although they have a more conservative stance overall on tradition than I, Stone and Duke recognize this, and warn that one should sift through and discern between good and bad tradition before using it as a source for theological reflection. Don't get me wrong, breaking and challenging tradition can be scary. Something as simple as the ritual of your morning routine, when disrupted, can throw off the whole day. So naturally, when something as impactful as a religious tradition gets challenged, it can be very difficult. It really disrupts the way things have always been. It disrupts the comfort. Sometimes, though, we need to be uncomfortable. The fact that people, in the name of religious tradition, are being excluded from churches for their sexual orientation should make us uncomfortable. The fact that human beings, in the name of political tradition, are being kept in cages at the border should make us uncomfortable. The fact that there are people who are barely scraping by when working two or more jobs, while billionaires reap the benefits of the workers whom they pay minimum wage, in the name of the capitalist tradition, should make us uncomfortable. All this discomfort isn't for discomfort's sake, but it is to catapult us into action, action that fulfills the command to love God and our neighbor as ourselves. Examining and discerning good and harmful traditions that influence our faith and determine our actions is crucial to a deliberative theologian. In the future, instead of looking to the lens of tradition as unwavering truth and morality, allow yourself to question the status quo. Next time you use tradition as a lens through which to view life and faith, which we all do, or choose to do something because it's the way it's always been done, remember to stop and think. Does this empower or inhibit necessary change? Does this perpetuate a harmful status quo? And is this helping me love my neighbor? Thanks for listening to my podcast. To stay up to date on the latest Deliberative Theologian content, make sure to follow me on Instagram at cameron.jeffries and follow my Facebook page at The Deliberative Theologian. Have a great day.